The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yivamis Daf Kuf. The Gemara earlier on the bottom of Tzadik Tesem and Beis brings a braisa, Tanur Rabbanon, Asara Ein Chalkin Lehen Truma BeBeis Hagronis. There are 10 people who, although they're allowed to eat truma, but they are not allowed to go get the truma by the Goyrin. Different types of kahanim, different types of situations, each one has its own reason. And one of the cases that's given in the Braisa is Ha'isha. An Isha. The Hainu, like Rashi says, Eishes Kain. So although an Eishes Kain is certainly allowed to eat truma, but she can't go get the truma herself from the Beis Agronis. Why not? So the Gemara, by us on Afkofa Medhalaf on top, says Isha my time aloi. Pligi bar papa. What does this mean? So grusha means, like Rashi says, Shem Yigarshan Baila, Vizara, Vlayadi Inchi, Upalgila. If people will be used to giving truma directly to an Isha, so then perhaps one day there'll be an Isha grusha, and she'll come to collect truma, and they'll give her truma, and at that point she's not allowed to eat it because now she's no longer an Isha's kain. So therefore, one is not allowed to give truma directly to the Isha. Even calls man, she is married. It would seem that this is a special gezeira. There's no reason why Meikra Adinis should be like this. Right now she's an Ashes Kayan, so why shouldn't we give a truma? So obviously, it would seem that this is a gezeira that Chachamim made to avoid a problem of a grusha. Okay. That's grusha. The other shat in the Gemara is Mishum Yichud. What's Yichud? Yichud is the regular lechayr. It's the regular din of yichud. It's an iser for an ish, an isha to be misyached. So if she'll come to collect the truma, and there's the farmer over there, and he's a zacher, and she's in a keva, and they'll come to a situation of yichud. So a male, it's awesome. Now lechayr, shver pashim shan the gemara, because as we just explained, mishlam if you say mishum grusha, so that's a special gezeira, right? That's something that meikra din would have been mutter. Kamashkul on the brayso chazal made a gezeira that one is not allowed to give truma to an isha or to a grusha. Good. Mashenkin yichud, so manushach. If there is yichud, so it's taka aser. Why do we need a special gzera? If there's no yichud, so then why is it aser? We don't have gzera, it's atu yichud. What's the pashim shad over here? Bem is to say that it's not a gzera, and that it's a taka a real isa yichud. Is not the pashim sasugya, because the other man dama who said mishum grusha is saying a new gzera. So this Rambam is saying it's not a gzera, it becomes a much bigger machlekes than you would really think. So the Parshas HaGemara would be that Mishum Yichud doesn't mean that there really is an Isser Yichud over here. It means it's some kind of gzera that it'll come to Yichud. That's l'chayra how you have to learn the Gemara. The problem is in the next line in Gemara. The Gemara says, "My Beinai, what's the nafkamina if it's Mishum Grusha or Mishum Yichud?" The Gemara says two cases. One case is where there would be a problem of yichud, but there would not be a chashash of grusha. The other case is where there are other people there, so therefore there's no problem of yichud, but there is a chashash grusha. I may have just said the same thing twice, but the point is, you can have situations where you have yichud without a chashash grusha, and you can have fakaret, you can have a chashash grusha without yichud. But I'll go but so I bezei kum the Gemara saying that in a situation where there is no chashash yichud, then if the whole reason was Mishum Yichud, it would be Mutter. So then, L'chayr, that means that the Madam who said Mishum Yichud meant that it really is a case of Yichud. So then we're back to our Kasha. So what do we need a special Gzeira for? So it's a little bit Shver, but L'chayr, what you have to say is that the Gemara is saying a specific case where there's B'chal no Yichud, where there's a lot of people over there. But you could have cases which Me'ikra didn't would not be Yichud, but maybe it's Karav Lavili De Yichud. Maybe it's a case where there's no people there now, but it's a Pesach Pasuch L'Shus Rabim, other people could come, or maybe a case of Bailo Be'ir, which normally would be Mutter, but over here we're going to be Machmed, things like that, which right now Be'etzim is Yichud, just that normally there's a Heter, over here we made a Gzeres, so there's no Heter. And that's how I would learn Shatan Gemara, although I'm not really sure, so Adayin Tzorachim Tzaspas. Okay, Akopana, but this is the Gemara. Now we want to try to be Mevarer. What does it mean when we say something that is an Issa Yichud? How what is the shear in terms of Zman, in terms of time, for an Isha Isha to be together in a room for a very short amount of time? Is there an Issa Yichud on that? Is there some minimum share? Is there an Issa Chatzi share? So, there's a machlekes achrayim about this. There's a machlekes Imrei Ash and the Maral Diskin and Mishulayb. and Shuleib is machmer, and he says there's an isser chatzi shir by yichud. So even if we'll determine what the shir yichud is, however, whatever number of seconds or minutes we'll say it is, but it's not going to make much of an afkamina l'maisa, because even less than that will be aser mishum de isser chatzi shir. And in a case, or like the shita is that it would be an isser yichud deraisa, you would have an isser deraisa of chatzi shir. If it's an isser drabbanon of yichud, you have an isser drabbanon of chatzi shir. Just like we know machalos asuris, deraisa is an isser deraisa of chatzi shir, and machalos asuris medrabbanon is an isser drabbanon of chatzi shir. Right? No one's allowed to eat pachas mikashir less than a kazayis of basar oif b'chalav. Right? That's awesome. Okay. So that's machlekes the b'shuleib and the meyash. However, even according to b'shuleib, that's machmir. Even according to b'shuleib, that's machmir. The Paiskim say, I'll mention the names in a second. The Paiskim say, b'medvar mamurim a kind of a chatzishir that's chazil l'strufi. A kind, in other words, an ishvi. You should walk into a room and they close the door. And let's say we'll say the shir is 2 minutes. So if the 1 minute they'll walk out. Well, let's say a person has an appointment, a man has an appointment with a woman for some reason, has a very quick appointment, you go in and you sign a paper, you're in there for 30 seconds. Right? So you'll say there's no yichud because it's less than a share. Dr. Mishulayim, no, there's an isachati share. So Zogin the Achrayinim, the Paiskim, Bamedvar Mamurim, in such a case, where once you close the door, there's a real situation of yichud, and nothing is going to stop that situation of yichud unless you open the door, unless you walk out. The Hainu, this is a real chatzishir that's chazil l'strufi. You have to do something to stop it from continuing, but naturally it would continue. Masha Enkein, in a situation where you're being misyachet for less than a shir, but it's not really shayach to come to a whole shir, in that case it's mutter. What's the example of this? Very obvious example is an elevator. You walk into an elevator, if you go all the way to the top of the building, right, from the bottom to the top, it's going to take 1 minute, let's say. So you walk in that elevator and there's an isha standing there. So now it's a situation of yichud to say it's chatzi shir. Zog in the paiskim, nay, that's not a problem of chatzi shir, even like the shuleib, because that cannot come to a shir yichud. Who are the paiskim who say this, that when it can't come to a shir yichud, it's mutter? So this is in three places. The Shlomo Zalman says this in his Haskama to the Sefer Dvar Halacha. The Mechas Yitzchak in Chelek Dalet, Simet Tzadik Dalet, and further Simonim over there. And Rav Yoshev in the Kovitz Shuvah, Chelek Gimel, Simet Kuf Peches. And others say this as well. Okay, so that's a klara hetter that we have when in a situation of an elevator or something like that, you have automatic doors opening, closing, something like that, where it's not shach to come to Yichud, so for a momentary being together is okay. Okay, now what is the shir yichud? So there's a sugya in Saita, Avdalah Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about stira, which is really yichud by a Saita, can you use stira? And the Gemara says, the Gemara asks right on top of Amud, Avdalah Amud Aleph and Saita, the kama shir stira. What's the shir stira? And there's a whole Amud plus it goes on to Amud Beis with different shiurim of what the shir stira by a Saita is, and there are paiskim that want to say that whatever the shir stira is by Saita, that'll be the same shir over here by the Isser of Yichud. Now what's the Maskana Sasugi over there? What do we come out? So there's many different shiurim, but the Maskana that comes out, and the Rambam Paschas like this, is like Ben Azai says, Kedei Litzlois Beitza. The amount of time it takes to roast, to be Tzayla of Beitza. And that's how we Paschan over there. Okay. So, the Paschan would say, we figure out how long it takes to roast a Beya. Obviously it's not so simple. What's the temperature, and maybe other factors go into it, how hot is the fire, things like that. So, but al kapanim, but that's a method of determining the shir yichud. That's what some paiskim say. Well, Maisa, this is not so pashut. Somebody was ma'ira, a good kasha over here, that in l'chaira, when we talk about yichud, what is yichud dependent on? Yichud l'chaira is totally, very simply, how long it would take to do a maisa beer between the two of them. So how can you come along and tell me it's a shir k'tzlius be'ah? Tzlius be'ah is a finite, very clear, davar mesuyim, a certain amount of time. When you talk about a ma'aseh be'ah, it depends on the person. It can be an older person, a younger person, a quicker person, a slower person. Everybody has a different mizug in terms of how long such a thing would take. So how can you just make a shir? You'll tell me the Gemara over there says a shir. Is Muzman Zagin, that's halacha ma'aseh v'sinai in Saita. And as I state in the Briskerov Shiur Man Saita, he says that. He says that the Shir by stira of the saita is halacha b'shem tzinai. Okay, so if that's halacha b'shem tzinai, that's certainly not going to help us in halachas yichud. That's a special halacha in the parash of saita. There's a lot of special halachas. So how can you sell that so? That's what somebody asked. L'chaira, it goes a lot further than that, because b'emes even in saita it's shver. Because, like we mentioned, there's a whole Amud Gemara of different shiurim. And the Gemara goes back and forth. There's a whole Shachar Kavitai trying to shtim the shiurim. They do shtim, they don't shtim. The Gemara of the Maskana on Dalan Amud Beis, close to the top, the Gemara says, Amr Reb Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Amr Reb Yechanan, Kol Echad Ve'echad Ba'atzmai Shiur. Each one of these Amirayim, Tanayim and Amirayim who gave the shiur, was Mishayim himself. That's how he was Mishayim, and that's what came out. So, Ibazai, so what comes out of the Sugi, really? So, what comes out is that there is no Klal. They were Mishayim. They figured out how long it takes. But if they were Mishayim themselves, that means they didn't do a study. They weren't Mishayim how long it should take, how long most people take. They were Mishayim themselves. So how could you learn from this to anybody else? Kum Dechais, everybody should really be totally in himself, how long it takes. Himself and herself. Maybe. Not sure if she's negating. And so really what the Biskrov is saying is, how could this be Halacha L'Shem Sinai? The Gemara is saying they were Mishayim. V'oid Kasha, Taisus over there on top of Dalam and Alf brings Yerushalmi says, "Kol ilain shiurin achar hataras sinar." All these shiurim are only after the person opens up his sinar, the belt, the clothing. That's not nechlas and nechesh, that's a different nechesh. Now, hataras sinar itself, it depends on the person. How much clothing is he wearing? Is he just wearing a suit? Is he wearing a coat? Is he wearing a sweater also? Obviously, it depends on how much he's wearing. And like we said before, how quick he is to get things off. It's also not a davar mesuyim. Now, the guy that the Rambam is mashed with this Yerushalmi, the Achrayim ask. I don't know why, but Lamaisa, as I stated, Taisis B'Shem Yerushalmi. And the Gusmaisha, Ebenezer Chelik Dalad, Seif Simon Samachay, Taka says, that by Yichud, you certainly have to rechen Oshir HaTarasina, regardless of what will pass in by Saita, which seems to be Machlaik's Taisis and the Rambam, Hakapana by Yichud, certainly we're going to have to rechen that. So the Emes, so Hagufakasha, so it's not just Shver and the Biskrov that says that it's Halacha B'Shem Sinai, it's Shver and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that say by Saita, it's Machaber also over there in Chasaita, that the Shir of Tzli is Be'el, L'chaira, it's not telling that, that's what Ben Azai says, that's what it took by him, but La Halacha, it should be telling each person. And Baruch Hashem, I found this Kasha in the Keren Oira, and in the Chavetz Chaim also is the Kasha in Lekuti Halachas, Vadayin Tzorachim is that, it's not clear how to come out from that Sugya, side by Saita, and side by Yichud. La Halacha, we find a little bit of a range among the Hangtuk of Paiskim, the recent Paiskim. The Mechas Yitzchak, the Tshuva I mentioned before, says it's 5 minutes. Is it a Tshuva there in the Mechas Yitzchak? Is a Masamata between him, Dayan Weiss, and Rav Sternbuch? Rav Sternbuch there says, over there it's in Simon Tzadik Vav in the Mechas Yitzchak there. Rav Sternbuch says it's 2 minutes. And I saw B'Shem Rav Gusman, 9 minutes. So, Akoponim, we have a range here between 2 to 9 minutes. So a klara halach I don't have, but a homi is less than 2 minutes, it would seem, is not a problem. Now there is a chatzi shiur, as we mentioned before, that's a machlekes. Okay, but al kapanim, on that we said a heter in a case where it will not come to a shiur, cannot come to a shiur, I mean. And that's a minimum of 2 minutes, once we get past 2 minutes, we already have a suffix, a machlekes achrenim here, what the shiur is. Once we get past 9 minutes, not much of a shaila. So that's, al kapanim, that's the range of the esrich.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.